Satan's War on Family Values by Roderick C. Meredith, read by Dylan King. Right now, headline articles are coming out in the mainstream magazines and newspapers regarding enormous wildfires breaking out across the western United States. About millions of immigrants from Africa and the Middle East trying to somehow get into Europe and Britain. About presidential candidate Donald Trump's plan to deport about 11 million undocumented immigrants from the United States. About the huge financial crisis sweeping across Asia, Europe, and America. The mainstream media also tells us about the tremendous distortion of family values now going on across America and Western Europe. About the idea of men marrying men. About the thoughts of many liberals now who even consider sex with robots. They also discuss the increasing mental illness and depression among our youth, about rising rates of suicide among homosexuals and others who have strayed from the traditional values of the past. They can tell you about what is happening, but they do not understand the meaning of these events. They cannot or are not willing to actually connect the dots. Can you genuinely connect the dots? Will you try, or are you willing to try to genuinely understand why we are here on this earth? What is the genuine way of life intended by our Creator, and how to achieve genuine happiness and fulfillment? Are you personally willing to admit to yourself that there is a genuine spirit world? That many of these incidents of violent and senseless crime, in which mentally disturbed or angry individuals murder or torture others, may in fact be inspired by demonic spirits guided by Satan the devil? Are you willing to admit that there is a real devil, as Jesus Christ himself described many times? Are you willing to acknowledge that the book we call the Bible is in fact the very inspired Word of God, and that it will give you genuine understanding of all these events that are going on around you? For the Bible itself makes clear the reality of Satan the devil and his demons. It tells us about Satan deceiving people all over the world whom the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Satan the devil has indeed blinded millions of confused human beings. God's word makes this very plain, as the Apostle John was inspired to write in Revelation 12 and verse 9, "So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." Within the next several years, a genuine spirit war will break out, after which Satan will finally be cast down into a bottomless pit. God's word describes how one of his mighty angels laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years, and he cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal on him, so that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years were finished. That accounts in Revelation chapter 20, verses 2 and 3. My friends, only then will the massive deception that has overtaken the world be lifted. Only then will people begin to grasp the fact that this world society has actually been cut off from the Creator and His righteous and blessed way of life. What is Satan up to? When you understand God's supreme purpose and the fact that Satan the devil is the ultimate adversary, the ultimate enemy both of God and mankind, you could begin to grasp what Satan is up to. For Almighty God has created humans in His image, ultimately to become members of His spirit family, having His very character. Therefore, we human beings are a definite threat to Satan the devil. For true Christians, those who truly obey God, are destined to become kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. That scripture is in Revelation 5, verse 10. Obviously, we would then replace Satan, who is now the present prince over this world. Read John 14, verse 30, and John 16, verse 11. So we become the ultimate threat to Satan's continued rule over the entire earth. It is obvious that in order to destroy mankind's future destiny, Satan must destroy mankind. He must therefore destroy our families, our childbearing and our child-rearing, all of which become a threat to Satan's continued existence and control over this earth. So Satan has a powerful motivation to destroy the human family. He has a powerful reason to destroy the loving relationship between a man and his wife and their normal desire and ability to bear children, future adult human beings who may end up replacing Satan and his demons. Our ultimate adversary, Satan the devil, is hell-bent, so to speak, to destroy the true concept of marriage and the ability to bear children who would become future kings, replacing Satan. Therefore, Satan has every reason to try to promote this whole men-marrying-men relationship and all that it involves. He has influenced many of our political and religious leaders, and confused judges as well, to begin to destroy the family by many of their rulings, their teachings, and their whole emphasis of, quote, sex for the sake of sex, end quote, rather than using sex as a normal part of marriage to build a family based on godly principles. So Satan, as the prince of the power of the air, as it reads in Ephesians 2, verse 2, is in charge of this earth's atmosphere, its media, its entertainment, and the many foul and perverted attitudes that are imparted by all of the above. He is constantly drumming it into the minds of young humans that the normal marriage relationship as part of a family is no longer necessary or even good. He has put it into the minds of humans that sex is a big plaything to be tinkered with and enjoyed in whatever way humans, under Satan's influence, desire to use it. So more and more millions of little children will soon be growing up without benefit of a normal family, without a normal father and mother creating a real family in the home. As Satan guides people to use donor sperm to create children apart from marriage, increasing millions of little children will grow up without even knowing who their real father is. This will cause them less and less to look upon their Heavenly Father and understand the relationship God wants to have with them, of which the human family is a pattern. Millions of young men will not be able to have the example and teaching to become real men. They will grow up without developing the masculine leadership that God intended. Women will grow up without learning the lessons of the family and of submitting to one another in marriage and becoming mothers of children and helpers to their husbands. The whole human family will deteriorate increasingly, and therefore whole civilizations will be destroyed and turned into utter confusion. The very word Babylon means confusion. That is the word that God used to describe this entire system called the beast throughout the book of Revelation. At the end of this age, the final system, called Babylon, is mightily thrown down. Revelation 18, verses 2 and 3 reads, Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. Describing this coming powerful and exciting-looking military, political, and economic system, God tells his true people in verse 4, Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. This soon-coming foul and demonic system is called the Beast. Its leader, who is also called the beast, is assisted by a false prophet who works signs, whereby they are able to deceive the whole world. In the end, God reveals their awful fate. Then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast, and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Revelation 19 and verse 20. In this and so many other scriptures, God reveals that he will finally have had enough of this foul system and its two leaders, the beast and the false prophet. They will be burned to eternal death in a lake of fire. Meanwhile, Satan is influencing the destruction of the human family through an entirely wrong approach to sex and marriage, and through the direct murder of increasing millions of babies in a practice called abortion. Satan is very clever in influencing human beings to play word games in the way they try to describe their foul deeds. So they often describe abortion as a, quote, woman's health decision, end quote, or similar terms. What they do not tell you is that this, quote, health decision, end quote, involves the death of a developing human being made in the image of God, a helpless little child who is blotted out by sucking out its brain while yet in the womb of its mother. Future generations will look back on this practice as absolute barbarism. Society today likes to think of itself as modern, not like the ancient Romans who exposed newborns to the elements to die, but we will deliberately murder our own little children and do many other awful things under the influence of Satan that will ultimately destroy human life. Therefore, Satan's ultimate goal of destroying humanity is assisted as we do our own part in helping him divert us from our destiny. Satan's cunning deceits. One of the cleverest maneuvers Satan employs is to try to convince people that homosexuals do not choose to become that way. Rather, the idea is that they are born as homosexuals and therefore cannot help themselves. This idea appeals naturally to fair-minded people and makes them willing to go along with perverted practices they might otherwise reject. Nevertheless, the top scientists and doctors involved have virtually all admitted that there is no homosexual gene. Yes, some articles in television and internet reports imply or directly say the opposite, but they are lying. Undoubtedly, the vast majority of people putting out that stuff know better. Yet, as Joseph Goebbels, Hitler's propaganda man, famously said, quote, "If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it," end quote. From an article on onenewsnow.com dated June 26, 2012, I quote, "A leading pro-family group has put together a fact page about alternate lifestyles as a tool to educate people that they are not, quote, born gay." Randy Thomason explains that SaveCalifornia.com's, quote, "Not Born This Way" webpage aims to educate individuals on the truth about alternate sexual orientations. The page provides facts about LGBT lifestyles, as well as scientific research disproving the popular claim that people are born homosexual. Without any reputable evidence, the entertainment culture, the uneducated media, and homosexual activists have seduced today's teenagers in particular to believe that people are born homosexual, Thomason recognizes. However, science has found no biological basis for homosexuality, bisexuality, or transsexuality. End of subquote. On average, says the family group, the homosexual's lifestyle has higher rates of cancer, sexually transmitted diseases, and earlier deaths than those found among heterosexuals. He also notes that the American Psychological Association has reversed its statement that people are born gay, admitting that there is no gay gene. End of quote. A very important aspect of Satan's deceptions and lies is that he has influenced the mainstream media to greatly play down or directly misstate the information about the terrible harm homosexuality produces. For the truth of the matter is, as most homosexual experts acknowledge themselves, that homosexuals on average die very young. a very eye-opening report from the Family Research Institute, February 2009, states this, I quote, "In a pioneering study, 6,737 obituaries from 18 U.S. homosexual journals during and after the height of the AIDS epidemic, 13 years total, were compared to a large sample of obituaries from regular newspapers. The obituaries from the regular newspapers were similar to U.S. averages for longevity. The median age of death of married, never divorced men was 75, and 80% of them died old, ages 65 or older. For unmarried or divorced men, the median age of death was 57, and 32% of them died old. Married, never divorced women averaged 79 at death, 85% died old. Unmarried and divorced women averaged age 71, and 60% of them died old. The median age of death for homosexuals, however, was virtually the same nationwide, and overall, about 2% survived to old age. If AIDS was the listed cause of death, the median age was 39. For the 829 gays who were listed as dying of something other than AIDS, the median age of death was 42, and 9% died old. The 163 lesbians had a median age of death of 44, and 20% died old. Even when AIDS was apparently not involved, homosexuals frequently met in early demise. 3% of gays died violently. They were 116 times more apt to be murdered compared to national murder rates, much more apt to commit suicide, and had high traffic accident death rates. Heart attacks, cancer, and liver failure were exceptionally common. 18% of lesbians died of murder, suicide, or accidents, a rate 456 times higher than that of white females aged 25 through 44. End of quote, and that's found on familyresearchinst.org. The results of godless behavior. We absolutely must consider the results of the perverted behavior of homosexuals and lesbians. For Jesus Christ himself said, "By their fruits you will know them," Matthew 7, verse 20. So the fruits, or the results of mankind's perverted behavior, certainly indicate that homosexual behavior leads to terrible diseases, human suffering, and premature death. Since Satan is the ultimate liar and father of lies, as we read in John 8, verse 44, he has no qualms about influencing his confused servants into repeating a lie over and over in order to mislead human beings in such a basic point, involving the very existence of humanity in the future. He does want to destroy humanity, so he will confuse humanity about everything involving sex, male-female relations, marriage, child-rearing, and other facets of living a happy and successful life. Of course, many people have a tendency to become alcoholic, to become obese, or to have some defect or abnormality because of the genetic structure they inherited from their parents. They may learn unhealthy behaviors at a very young age, but they are not made to do anything against God, ever. God's inspired word makes this very plain. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13 reads, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it." My friends, if Almighty God allowed Satan to continue bombarding our peoples with the propaganda and intellectual rubbish involving sex and marriage, Satan would achieve his ultimate goal, the destruction of the entire human race. It is vital that you all understand this. For as mankind turns more and more away from Almighty God and his revealed way of life, we will become increasingly violent. More and more local wars, and finally world war, will erupt. Under Satan's influence, mankind would simply eliminate itself in the horrible wars that would ensue. Almighty God describes this coming time of horror and how he will intervene before it is too late. For his inspired word tells us in Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22, For then there will be a great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Thankfully, by sending Jesus Christ back to this earth as King of Kings, Revelation 11, verse 15, the great God of creation will conquer Satan and completely stop his intent to erase human life from this planet. A wonderful and truly righteous world government will soon be set up after Christ returns in the latter days. God's word tells us, He will teach us His ways, and we shall walk in His paths. For out of Zion the law shall go forth, and the word of the Eternal from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many peoples and rebuke strong nations afar off. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. That's in Micah 4, verses 2 and 3. Ezekiel also reveals details about what God says about this coming time. Ezekiel 36, verse 27 reads, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Among the statutes which the whole world will then learn to obey is the direct command we read in Leviticus 18, verses 22 through 24. You shall not lie with the male as with a woman. It is an abomination, nor shall you mate with any animal to defile yourself with it, nor shall any woman stand before an animal to mate with it. It is perversion. Do not defile yourselves with any of these things, for by all these the nations are defiled, which I am casting out before you. This is the teaching of our Creator, the great God who created us male and female. So Jesus said in Matthew 19, verse 5, For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Yet in our formerly professing, quote, Christian, end quote, nation, we now have confused judges and other appointed heads of various bureaus and departments across this country treating the teachings of their Creator as a crime. Almost daily we read or hear on the news about sincere ministers, magistrates, or business people being forced to acquiesce in some way to support absolutely vile practices directly condemned in the Bible. In several formerly Christian nations, preaching God's truth is sometimes regarded as a crime. Wow! In just the last 15 to 20 years, the God of this age, Satan the devil, has so twisted men's minds that they believe the exact opposite of what they did believe just a few years ago. To more fully grasp the extent of what is actually happening, call us or write us immediately and request your free copy of our very enlightening and shocking booklet entitled Satan's Counterfeit Christianity. It will open your eyes. Of course, this booklet can be ordered free of charge in audio form. So please contact Tomorrow's World and order that booklet today. My friends, we all must learn to connect the dots, for as these increasing incidents of wildfires, earthquakes, hurricanes, drought, disease epidemics, and various other plagues come upon us, we had better be willing to acknowledge that the Creator of heaven and earth will intervene just as He said He would do. For long before Al Gore or even President Obama ever talked about global warming or climate change, our Creator predicted over and over throughout scores of prophecies in His inspired word that various plagues would come upon His people if they turned away from obeying His commandments and statutes. Almighty God stated to our ancestors, But if you do not obey me and do not observe all these commandments, and if you despise my statutes, or if your soul abhors my judgments, so that you do not perform all my commandments, but break my covenant, I also will do this to you. I will even appoint terror over you, wasting disease and fever, which shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart, and you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. And after this, if you do not obey me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins. I will break the pride of your power. I will make your heavens like iron and your earth like bronze, and your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield its produce, nor shall the trees of the land yield their fruit. That's from Leviticus, the 26th chapter, verses 14 through 16, and also verses 18 through 20. Before too many more years, God will begin to powerfully get the attention of rebellious human beings. They will come to realize that something is going on. Finally, God will shake the nations and the whole world in a way he has never done before. His inspired word tells us in Hebrews 12, verses 25 through 27, "See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, him being Jesus Christ, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, 'Yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven.' Now this, 'yet once more,' indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. The amused smirks will soon be wiped off the faces of rebellious humanity as they see their very Creator intervening to shake the carnal nations of this world to their senses. But you do not need to be one of the rebels. Act now, and do not let Satan destroy your family and its God-inspired values. Pray daily for Christ's return. May God speed that day." Once again, might we suggest ordering our free booklet, Satan's Counterfeit Christianity. Will Satan win the battle for the hearts and minds of today's deceived human beings? Request a free printed booklet from our regional office nearest you, or order it at tomorrowsworld.org. It's also available in PDF, EPUB, and Kindle editions, and at your special request on CD audio.